for patiently holding for me. My name is Kayla. I'm a supervisor here at the fraud department. To whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Robert Kaysen.
Hi, Mr. Layson. Give me just a second.
Kaysen. That's Kaysen.
I do apologize. Mr. Kaysen, allow me just one moment here to pull up the account that was sent over so that I could better assist you.
Thank you.
All right. Can I ask that you verify your shipping address for security purposes, please?
1600 Union Meeting Road, Apartment 140, Bluebell, Pennsylvania, 19422.
Okay. Thank you for that. Allow me just a second here. I'm just further pulling up the information. Okay, so it looks as though that there was a neck massager that was ordered with us back in October. You're not familiar with placing the order for $5.74?
No, or the one next to it for $67.32. It seems as though this is some sort of a subscription.
Yes,
I did not make this charge, nor did anybody else in my household.
Okay. Do you recall receiving the neck massager?
No, I don't.
Okay. Another
reason why. I mean, what is it? I had no idea what the charge was for.
Yes, sir. So originally it shows here on the account that we have for you, there was a neck massager. It could have been purchased either through a survey that was completed online. But it shows here that it was a $5.74 for the neck massager to be delivered. It looks like it was successfully delivered on October the 22nd to the address that you had verified a little earlier. But originally, that was a welcoming gift. It automatically enrolls you into the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. So how that works is you are emailed.
I don't care how it works. I didn't do it. I didn't get the neck massager, and I didn't order any type of subscription. So it's completely a fraud.
Okay. Well, I'll be happy to further assist you with this account, sir. And just to confirm, is your email address suebob147@aol.com?
It certainly is.
Okay. And the phone number listed here is 484-620-2380.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you said it's not possible anyone else in the home could have placed the order?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Okay, so what we'll have to do with the fraud investigation, how that works here, we do have to forward all of the information listed here on the account over to your local police department there in your city and state. There is an IP address associated with the account, which they can determine the owner of the device that was used when the order took place and also the location. So this will be forwarded over for pending and further investigation. As long as you are sure that it was not you or anyone in the home that could have placed this order, we'll go ahead and begin that process. But I do want to let you know that any false claims of fraud will, you know, result in penalties such as a fine. So if you'd like for me to move forward, I can do that for you.
I certainly did not order this and do not want it and am not going to pay for it.
Okay.
So you can do whatever you want at your end.
No problem.
I just received a cancellation notice from the company, company that I called, this Tech Mega, whatever that is, and they don't even have my name as Layson, Layson, and I've been Kaysen for 90 years.
Okay, yes, sir. Well, I'm not sure how, I mean, whoever it was that filled out the form online to receive the neck massager is how they put that name in the system.
Well,
what I've done for you is, along with this investigation, I've gone ahead and processed the full refund for the $67.32 as well as the $5.74. Those refunds should take about 3 to 5 business days to post back to your account. We've stopped all future charges effective immediately.
Thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else I could help you with?
No, that's enough. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.